She doesn't have the heart.
Does work.
She's the Tin Man because you're banging on a heart. You're knocking on the wrong door. So yeah. She's...
Okay. But she has the red shoes. She's got to be Dorothy, right?
She's also the... No. She's the witch before she dies.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis, and we are not experts in music or videos. You were so professional on that one, as opposed to whatever we did last
week. Well, last time we were coming in off a few month break, and we were just hype.
We were super hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. How's it going?
Oh, it's good. It's good. I'm off today for the weekend, starting going to Huntsville, so we are good. I'm in a good place. What about you?
I'm wonderful.
Why?
Wonderful. I got a long weekend coming up, possibly even longer, because it looks like we may have some snow coming in.
Possibly.
And if we get snow in Alabama, we don't go anywhere.
Nope. Even if it's just around.
No.
I'm going to have to fix this. I don't know who this is.
Oh.
But tell us what you just tried.
As far as scent of the day, is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about the apple that you just made me eat?
We're talking about the apple.
Okay. Cosmic Crisp apples, people. I don't know if you've ever had one. Scientifically, apparently, the best apple ever made. And I have to agree, it is freaking delicious.
Great apple.
Yeah, so good.
Cosmic Crisp.
Crisp is what they're called. So good.
That was it. I just wanted you to know that everyone listening, that he just tried a Cosmic Crisp apple. Yeah. And we both have only tried them for the first time this year.
And amazing. Best apple I've ever had.
Good, good, good. Now we can get to our fragrances of the day, which are, once again, two Tom Fords, which we do so often.
Yeah, picked a couple different fragrances that we've never had on the pod before. Pure Musk.
Yep.
Musk Pure, I'm lying, is what I'm wearing.
What do you think of that?
You know, it's fine.
It's discontinued. They're not sponsored by them. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I wish they... Well, okay. I don't think Tom Ford makes a bad scent, so it's not a bad scent.
It's not... You weren't ready.
It's not
that.
Me. No.
Yeah. It's super clean. Let me smell that one.
Super clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's like little, the bleachy...
Little bleachy, baby powder-ish kind of smell to it. It's clean. It's fine. It's just not normally what I would wear.
It'll smell good in an hour and a half, and you'll just smell clean.
Nice.
That's it.
Okay.
And I'm Sole de Positano Aqua, which is just like, I sprayed myself with citrus. It'll be gone in like an hour.
Okay.
That's the problem with that one. It smells good
It's very light smell anyway, so.
But nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's get to work. Anything from last week?
Nothing. I don't even, Young Wild Girls. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
You're like, what a dumb. No, it was good.
As we call it, Young Wild Girls.
Yeah.
Young Girls. Yeah,
which we didn't like then. We don't like it now.
We still don't like it.
Kristen grimaced when I told her the name Young Girls. She's like, ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just call it Young Wild Girls.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's better.
It is.
It is better, but I don't know why it's better.
Because, it just is. We don't have to explain it. All right, cool. And so that brings us to today's video. Which is Crush by Jennifer Page.
One hit wonder.
Yep. One hit wonder. And this was a one hit wonder from June 9th, 1998. Directed by David Hogan, who is also the name of the actor who plays Crocodile Dundee.
Is it?
Yes. But
didn't know that.
That's not him, though. I had to clear this. But
that popped up in your research, though.
Yes, it did. Well, because... So David Hogan is obviously much more popular than this one.
Sure.
And so it was really hard to find stuff on this guy because it's all Crocodile Dundee. But what I did find, he was big for a time. He has directed Shania Twain.
Okay.
In Still the One. Sheryl Crow. He directed Big and Rich's Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Really?
Diana Ross. Melissa Etheridge. Prince. And Redneck Woman.
Okay.
So he's, again, just a director we missed. He has not done... anything recently, but he also directed the movies Barbed Wire.
Okay.
And Batman Forever.
What?
Yeah.
This is weird.
It is weird. It is weird. So that is him, but and he will actually tie in to some of my theories later.
Okay.
Him personally, and looking over some of his other videos that I did not mention, we'll be seeing him soon.
Again. Oh, will we?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Not this season.
No, not this season.
No spoiler alert. But
not this season. You do have a veto.
I do. But other videos by him, I like and have considered for the show before. So we'll see him again.
Okay. Interesting.
All right.
First time hearing of him, so I don't know what other videos. I've probably seen them. I'm sure.
Oh, for
I
sure.
Have. Okay.
Yeah, I've shown them on nights.
Well, I'll say this. Mm-hmm. This ain't it.
Uh-oh. Our first controversy of the. of the season. All right, cool. I'm ready.
First of all, why is this video so creepy?
Okay, yeah, I can see creepy.
This is a creepy video.
Okay. Continue.
Why is it not?
Can
it
you
not
put your finger
you out,
on it?
Like a weird
parts creepy. Of it.
I finally did. So okay. I watched it, and it's not what it is, but I made it work, and I finally figured out why it's creepy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well then...
We'll get into that later, though.
Okay. No, see, we actually... Maybe we're on the same page than you think.
Oh, okay.
But maybe you're into it, or not into it, and I am. Maybe.
I hope you're not.
I think I know what you're going to say, because I think we know. Okay. So, one thing I do want to point out. So, I recognized the guy that she's the boyfriend, like, her boyfriend. Did you recognize him?
Brendan?
Yes.
Brendan Williams?
You did recognize him.
Yeah, I did recognize him.
He was in that movie, Can't Hardly Wait, that I used to love.
Oh, okay. He was also in Mystery Men, and he was also in...
You looked him up?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Did you look him up, or you just remembered him?
No, I remember him from Mystery Men, believe it or not.
Gotcha. Yeah, and we watched Can't Hardly Wait not that long ago. It's terrible.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Seth Green.
Yes, that's right. He is in that.
Yeah, he's one of the two goons.
Yeah.
That's with him.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah, the three guys that are always together.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Okay.
I guess time for walkthrough, huh?
Yeah.
Or what about relation to the song? We got to do that.
Do you have one?
I do.
Okay. Let's hear it.
I do. So, again, song, not video. I remember the video back in the day, but song. And we touched on it briefly in another episode where it's the first song maybe I ever had a crush on. Song.
Oh, you had a crush on the song?
Yeah, her voice.
Sure.
Like, when I was listening to it, I was like, this is... She's hot, and I'd never seen her. I was just like, that's a sexy voice.
Sexy voice.
Yep.
Man, that's going to come into play later, too.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But that was my only memories. I remember laying, and it was so long ago, because, again, this was 98. I was still in a bunk bed. And
I probably was,
too. Yeah. And like, in the top bunk, hearing it on the radio, and being like, God, that's hot.
Yeah.
Like, and not knowing why or how.
That's weird. We probably have the exact same memory of this song, because I don't remember the video, period. I didn't even know what she looked like until today.
Oh, wow.
Had no idea.
Did you look her up from today? What she looks like now?
I looked up some live performances. I think the last live performance I looked at was 2022.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
She still looks great.
She still looks great.
Yeah. Way to go. Yeah. Looks almost better now.
Let me tell you why. Why I watched live performances. I said, they've got to be better than this, right?
Okay.
Because this video... It gives us nothing. It tells us nothing about her.
I disagree entirely.
You
can't read my writing, really. So you see, I wrote a lot for this. But also, you can see some of the things with stars, but look at the biggest thing I wrote. Acting ? Because I want to get into it so much.
Okay, I'm happy to.
Great, cool.
Absolutely happy to.
All right.
But I will say this. The live performances are no better. That's just not good.
I will say she's a different character live.
Well, she's herself, and live, she's kind of, and I don't mean this offensive, because, again, we just watch music videos, and we're losers. but live, she's boring.
Okay.
Yeah, just very boring.
Okay. That's fine. But, you know, maybe she's bored. If it's from 2022...
What? I watched one from 2017, 2022, 98, if you hit the 90s, that it came out. Sure.
Is she just not very charismatic?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And she can't dance, so it makes it...
Well, they don't make her in this, so they knew.
Yeah.
They knew that.
They knew.
David knew.
Yeah, he knew because the entire video is a close-up. He's in 10x zoom for the whole video. Whole video.
No, none of this is. The bar
it's
stuff.
All close-up. What are you talking about?
None of this. This is all mediums.
Tell me when you see their feet.
Oh, well, ever. That's a wide, though. It's
what color shoes is she wearing?
Doesn't matter. I'm telling you, in film terms, there's not too many close-ups.
I'm so sick of, I can see their pores.
You can. There's some stuff, like, I don't really love it. It is this, when it's so close on her. Okay. Let's just get through the walkthrough. All right.
Sorry.
So, it's a pretty simple concept. We see her and what I guess is her boyfriend. It opens with them. He's pushing her on a swing.
Yes.
They get in the car with some friends who in the backseat are, like, kissing on each other, and he's kissing on her. Driving down the road, she seems a little disinterested, and her boyfriend keeps peeking at the guy in the back who doesn't really seem to pay attention to her much. And then they go to a bar after meeting up with more friends in a parking lot, and she, once again, just does not pay attention to her boyfriend the entire time while sneaking some glances at the other guy. And that's it, I guess.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. I mean,
that's as simple as it. We see her swinging in different scenarios, but yeah. Like, we'll get into the minutia of it later, but it's not complex, really.
It's not. No. Yeah. There's not a whole lot to this video.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I think that we can immediately go ahead and what this video is.
Yes.
Is she has a crush. She's singing to this guy about having a crush on him. She's a liar.
Okay.
She does not have a crush on her boyfriend.
This is...
She has a crush on the other guy.
Okay, see, here, this is the main question that I think we should start the whole thing off with.
Sure.
Because I wrote three different scenarios about what is possibly there into what is not possibly there.
Okay.
Okay, so who is she talking to?
She's talking to her boyfriend.
And the boyfriend is the guy in the hat is always... Okay, so then if this video is her talking to her boyfriend, that's the only one that I didn't write down because... She's not talking to her boyfriend. Because if they're together, that's not who she's talking about. Because it's a crush on somebody who's not her boyfriend.
So the way I took it is it's a breakup song.
Okay.
She's singing to him saying, hey, it was just a little crush. It's really not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is to her boyfriend.
Sure.
But it wasn't really a crush. Okay. She's just lying. She's a liar. Because she has a true crush. You remember having a high school crush?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, crushes you were into.
Sure.
She's into the other dude.
In the back.
So she's lying to the one about having a crush when she really has a crush on the other guy.
So she's singing to...
The boyfriend.
Her boyfriend about not wanting to be with him.
Yeah, because it was just a little crush.
Okay. And that's what the video is about, her trying to break up with him for the other guy?
She wants to. She's not trying to, but she wants to.
Okay, so they haven't yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all over her face. Like, she is not interested in this guy.
That's absolutely, no matter what interpretation. Yeah, the guy she's with, she does not want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to save this one. So, the one I have is if it's about the side guy, she has already hooked up with the guy in the back seat.
Okay.
She is with her boyfriend, okay? But this, I'm still with you on this interpretation that she's a dick. Because she is.
For sure.
So... they hooked up, and she is both flirting and taunting the guy in the backseat at the same time, okay? She needs the attention, and from her behavior, she's trying to clearly show that wants the attention from everybody, not just...
Yeah.
It's everybody she wants attention from. She knows that she has the guy in the backseat around her finger, but she wants the attention, but also wants the control and the continued fling to not continue. She pictures herself as the other girl sometimes. So she's like, hey, it's just a little crush. It's not like everything I do depends on you, which is like a real thing you would say to a crush. But when she sings like white picket fences in your eyes and stuff like that, that's cruel.
Yes.
Like, that's really mean. Like, look at you. You love me. Like, but she also doesn't want to let that go. She likes that out of him.
Okay. So it's more of a, you think she's singing to him.
To the guy in the back.
Just teasing.
Teasing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they might have already hooked up, and he's trying to play it off, but like, she's absolutely being aloof. No, aloof is not the word.
I feel like he is into his girl, but he knows that she's into him.
Okay.
So he's kind of, you know.
Which brings me to my next interpretation.
All right.
She's singing to herself.
Okay.
And trying to talk herself out of it.
Sure.
but also slowly giving into
it. Yeah, that one's like, okay. I'm okay with that one.
Yeah, because she's like, she starts, when you say it that way, she's not as much of a dick. Right. She's still cheating, but the white picket fence is in her. Maybe she's talking to herself like, oh, you're being such a silly girl. Like, okay. That's such a silly thing to say.
I can get on board with that one a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Except for the lust in her eyes.
Yeah. Except, well, the lust in her eyes is, like, her giving into it.
Yeah.
And being like, I hope he notices me. Mm-hmm. Which makes it a little more innocent, but that is what I don't really think is here, because her performance is not that.
Okay.
Right?
No. Yeah, her performance is not that.
Okay. Let me come over here.
You said you had three.
Yeah, I'm saving another
one. Okay, good.
My other one is the meaning that couldn't possibly be there. All right, so I did want to bring up a note about her wanting attention from everybody.
Okay.
So, in nature, when certain kinds of monkeys, when they are mating, the female monkey makes a shit ton of noise, yells and screams and hollers like it's the best thing that's ever happened to her.
Okay.
Because she's trying to attract other monkeys to come have sex with her.
While having sex?
Yes.
Okay.
She wants a lineup. After this monkey gets done, I want more monkeys to hook up with.
Okay.
That's what Jennifer Page is in this video. She's with this guy and wants everyone to know she's with this guy and look at me and look how he's on me, but I want someone else too. I want more people. Because she's like, I would say, pretty promiscuous in this video. She's like, we don't see sexual acts really aside from kissing, but like she's letting it know that she, even though she's with the guy, she's available.
Okay.
Do you pick that up off of her?
I can, yeah. Okay. Yeah, now that you say it, I didn't come up with that, but maybe in the back of my mind I was thinking it.
Okay.
Because it is obvious that she's not pushing him away so much.
It's just ignoring him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's trying, and she's like, every now and then gives a little.
She gives
like,
a little
rope, but just doesn't care.
Mm-mm.
Like, cold, almost. Cold to him.
Yeah. She smiles when the other guy's in her ear.
Yes.
Not when her boyfriend's in her ear.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. Then I start getting insane. So if you have any other notes.
I'll bring up my mild theory.
Okay.
Is that they are swingers.
Dude, it's just once in its summation, swinging is the name of this video. They are swingers, absolutely.
Yeah, and she's swinging in the video. She's literally on a swing several times.
I was hoping you were going to get it, Travis, but I was going to make fun of you. I was ready to make fun of you if you missed it. Because I was like, it took me two watches. I was like, it's about swinging. I was like, she's fucking swinging. Of course
she's swinging, yes. Yeah. They've swung.
Yes.
And
caught feelings.
She has caught feelings. Yeah, she's absolutely caught feelings for the other guy. So she doesn't love her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows, and she feels guilty in the back of her head because she is lusting after the other.
Yes, yes. Okay, now, do you have things from the video to go into it other than just like that's the vibe?
There are a few little things, but not really.
Okay, I have so many.
There's a couple things, like little things, like why are there two straws in everybody's cup?
Wrote
you have
it
the
down.
Same note.
Wrote it down.
Weird, right?
Yeah, weird.
It's
yeah.
It's nonsensical.
My other one sentence was subliminal. How do you say that?
Subliminal. Subliminal?
Subliminal.
Subliminal.
Swinging.
Swinging.
That's all that this is about. Yeah.
It's pairs like, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
100%. And I have other stuff to support a lot of that.
Okay, let's... come on.
But no, but you said the video was creepy. Does that have something... Is that what you think is creepy about it?
No. Not the swinging factor. There's just something, an essence of creepy all the way around it. And I finally figured it out. It's in my next This Isn't Possibly There theory.
Okay.
Do you want me to give that to you now?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm going to hit you with something, too. Because it was information I searched for that I couldn't find. So we have discussed many times about art reveals its artist.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to say that the director is creepy.
Maybe.
I think the director's gay.
Okay.
I could not find that. But the reason for that is because of the focus on the guy in the back. His nipples specifically. Okay. Is that your note?
No.
That's not my note. That's my note that I thought we were going to share.
Okay.
Like, it shows so... And he's got such strange nipples. And it shows them erotically. It shows him looking at his own nipples. I have the timestamp of it.
Okay, beautiful.
And it's so weird. And I was like, this is homoerotic. Because this... Right there. You see, his nipples are so weird.
They are.
They're like big-breasted woman nipples.
Very dark.
Yeah, and thick. And and it shows him in like five shots.
Yeah.
So either the director is himself a swinger and is trying to get that across, or is gay, which, fine either way. But this is just an unusual point of view for some stuff. Now, you say it's creepy. I do think this video is very sexual at a lot of parts. And this, I thought that anyway. But looking at some of the other videos that I know I've watched by him, I'm like, this dude understands like some form of sexiness.
Some form, but it's a weird...
you'll get to it, right? Do you want to tell me now?
It's a weird sexual vibe.
Tell me.
I'm ready. Okay with it. Okay.
I am ready now.
So, you'll get it right away. The guy, the one that she's not with...
We'll call him Nipples.
Nipples looks eerily a lot like her. Like, a lot like her.
Interesting. Okay.
Do they not favor each other?
I never picked so it up. Much. So as this goes through, I will try to pick that up.
Hair color and all. Okay. They just look a lot alike. And I think they're twins. I think they're brother and sister.
In real life?
No.
In the video?
In the video.
Oh, wow. Okay. They're... Okay. Okay, so I see what you're saying. Yep. It's weird now.
It's freaking weird, right?
Especially on her brother.
I think he has hooked her up with his buddy. His... very dumb buddy.
Uh-huh.
So that he and her can spend time together, go on double dates and all that kind of stuff. But imagine you're at lunch and you see your buddy
all up in your girl's ear like this.
Uh-huh.
Are you not going to be jealous?
Yeah.
Right. Is the people at the table not going to kind of be like, this is weird? Unless it's your sister and they're like, okay, they're just close. They've got the perfect excuse to be close to each other without raising any alarms.
Interesting.
And they look so much alike.
Okay. So I
think they're twins, and I think they've got some incestuous relationship happening here.
Uh-huh.
She's way more into it than he is.
So I can kind of see it with the teeth. I can kind of see it.
So similar. Creepily similar.
Weird. Okay.
And that's what made this video creepy to me.
That they look alike and they could be siblings.
They could be siblings.
I looked up the IMDb just to see who everybody was, and it only showed they're the guy, obviously.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know who he is, so...
I don't either.
Huh.
That's where my dark, dumb mind went.
That's okay. I don't hate the seed that you've planted to the tree, but I want to know, like... Okay, so if it is about that,
mm-hmm.
Some type of like secret incest hookup.
Yeah.
What's in the video for it?
What do you mean?
Like what would support that they're siblings and it's that dark?
So nothing like in particular other than my dumb brain, right? Stupid brain. Just
so it's just based on the fact that only they look alike.
It has a creepy feel to the whole video anyway. Yeah. And so when you start going down that road, that's the only thing that makes sense. It's like, man, they look a lot alike. Oh, shit. Wait a second. Are they brother and sister? Is that why no one's freaking out when this guy's, like, literally eating her ear?
Right.
Is that why nobody is saying anything and why the boyfriend is not whooping his ass?
Right. And because the girl doesn't. Clearly... His girlfriend doesn't seem to
say anything. No one seems to mind, and it's blatantly obvious what is happening here.
I almost feel like there's also more story here that they shot that's gone. Like with this other, when they pull up to their friends and the girl in the sunglasses.
The hottest one in the video? And you get to see her for half a second?
Yeah, and you see her in the restaurant for a half a second too.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was something else there. But I'm not super mad at this. I wish there was more to it for me. Like to...
I don't... It's the lack of reaction happening from everyone around.
Yes.
That really kind of sealed it for me.
Which That makes a case for it. And the other case is that they are swingers. And that's why it's okay. But I do not feel like they have been swinging for long.
Right, which would make it weird in public settings if you're...
Yeah.
If you're that close. I don't know, man. I just...
I like it.
I don't feel like I'm completely wrong here. It's not what they meant.
Okay.
But it is what they gave us.
Okay. No, I don't hate it, man. I don't hate that. We'll keep exploring. All right.
Okay.
So... I did put none of them are dating. They're swingers, and one is catching feelings. My boyfriend. Okay, but now this is where I got into the depths of the swinging thing. Okay.
Okay.
So she wanted to swing. The boyfriend was hesitant but allowed it in phases. And the video goes through phases of swinging. Okay. So we've got over here. Here's all my timestamps. Okay.
So many notes.
So many notes. Yeah, I wrote a lot.
So many notes.
So at 38 seconds, we see the first swing where it's like the sunset.
Sure. Okay. Right?
And then them swinging alone. But sunset means it's the end of something. It is the end of their monogamous relationship.
Okay.
That's where it starts with them swinging. The next time we see, let me go down here. We see at 1 minute, he gives her a spin and opens her up to the camera.
Okay.
Okay. And then in the background of that same swing and the next swing, there are two women watching.
Oh, I thought it was the couple.
It's two. Other couple. I think it's two women.
Okay.
Well, just pay attention because I think it's two women.
Okay.
It might be the other couple. Either way, a beginning thing to swinging is not necessarily participating, but other people watching you.
Uh-huh.
That is another step toward that, right?
Sure.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, been there.
And then next is them at the bar when everyone's kissing everybody.
Yeah, sure.
Across the table. And he's, you know, I know he's. It doesn't show like nibbling in the ear, but like they are like everybody at the table is like kind of affectionate
okay.
with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that and that's a theme through this whole video. There is no personal space in this entire video.
Right, right. And that is at 1:16 where they're all kissing, right?
Yeah.
At 1:18 is when they reveal the two straws, which shows that she wants two dudes.
Okay. 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 I like how you broke it down yeah. so far.
And then the closer, what also happens at that bar in the two straw things is the boyfriend does react and get upset. You know, we do see him at the end of that bar scene become angry. And like sad about whatever happened,
yeah.
argument or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's because it happened. She did hook up with another guy versus people watching.
Okay,
he might have been there, but he changed his mind. You know, it happened.
Yeah.
Then the next thing we see is at 1:56, she's not in the shot, but it's two dudes at the bar, like the empty bar.
Okay,
just for that moment, and then it flashes, and there's a bunch of people in the bar.
Okay, missed it, but fine.
It'll pop up.
Yeah,
so,
I'm with you.
Which just shows she literally just had the two dudes, and then it flashes, and she wants the whole bar for her. She wants more people involved.
Okay, so is other dude's girlfriend involved at all?
No, not so far.
Oh,
not that I'm aware of.
Interesting.
See, that's two women in the background. Like, I'm positive.
Okay.
It's the blonde with the glasses and the girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. After the bar flashes, you'll see it here in a second. From 2:06 to 2:13, that's when she is her most devious when she's looking around, like, you know, like shadily looking around for other people because she has kind of gotten out of control of it. And that's also when she looks at us, like then implicating us in the relationship. She looks at us a bunch of times, but that's first time she looks at us like that.
Oh, with them wanting eyes?
Yeah, and you're okay. Like, whoa, like, are you coming for me?
Okay, fair enough.
And then at 2:25, she's swinging over the canyon, which suggests a bigger, wider pool. It's the world now is open to her. That right there.
I see boom, it. Boom. Yep, yep.
So I think it is straight up about swinging. Oh, also I put at 38 seconds, the shift to third gear, which is three yes. people, and then toward the end, it shifts to four. Like, it's just all little things that I think the hidden meaning is swinging.
Okay.
Is it a hidden meaning or is it about it?
No. I think I put the swinging as that's actually what it could be about.
Could be. Yeah.
But this is 98, and surely they weren't trying to advertise swinging back then, so maybe it is something that couldn't possibly be. I have no idea, but I know swinging was both of ours.
Yeah, but that's to your point, though, of is it creepy? Because you could have shot this as a director and not told them that's what it is. Like, your song is crushed. Yeah, you're crushing on that guy in the back seat. The director thinks that guy in the back seat's hot. And I want this video to be about swinging, but, like, I'm going to just do it and not tell anybody I'm doing it. Because
the power you have as a director.
Yeah, and an editor, like, if he did it, he could have easily snuck that in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did.
Okay. It would be interesting to know. So maybe David needs to hit us up because we're going to reach out to somebody.
I don't know who to find. Yeah, she's still around. I bet you I could find her. And
I'm sure.
It's been enough time. Now, is she going to want to hear any of this? Like, that's definitely not my brother and his nipples were fine.
Well, to be fair, I did look up how old she was when she did this music video.
Okay.
And she was 25.
Okay.
So mature enough to understand.
Yeah. Well, we'll ask. I'll
and now,
try.
What is she, 50 now?
98. Yeah, if she was 25, this is over 25 years later. Yeah, so she's 52.
52, okay. So, yeah, I think she knows what she created. She's not dumb. She knows she was a one-hit wonder.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't think she would be offended by anything.
No, it's just like the interpretations now that we... And maybe with an Eye of Not 1998.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, that's all
maybe we're revealing it to her now, and she's calling her director.
Yeah, she's... Hey,
did you make a video about swinging?
David... I gotta ask you a couple questions, buddy. Can we? What do you? Do you have any other footage? Okay, let's see. Flashes is cool. Oh, okay, that's all other stuff. All right, so that was the theory that couldn't possibly be there was the swinging, but I mean, I don't think all my interpretations and timestamps are there, unless they are just absolutely true in there.
Yeah. Well. I don't know. There's so much about this, and I want to get back into the personal space thing. Because okay, that's another thing that's just creepy to me.
Too close? Like, everybody's too close?
Way too close. Mm-hmm. Like, she's sitting in this guy's lap while they're driving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a stick shift, you know?
It's dangerous.
It's super dangerous. Why are they this close the whole time? Why is he constantly grabbing her? Yeah. I don't know. It's so creepy.
Well, you can interpret that as he's trying to hold on to her. There are things to this video that I think are really interesting and much better than we... Maybe, I won't say we, that you give it credit for. Because I know you said you didn't like it. But there's a lot going on here that's very subtle and I think really good.
Okay. What part?
Okay.
Help me out
so
here.
So there's subtle things that... I'll go ahead and hit one of my favorite... Or the favorite part of the video.
Okay.
Is when he is whispering in her hair and it's slow motion... And then she turns to the camera and it speeds up and she starts singing full speed.
That really is one of your favorite parts?
It is my favorite part of the video, yes. Because okay. We always find these moments in the live performances. That is the summation of this video. This little moment she's indulging with this other guy is slow motion and it's magical. And then it's straight into, wait, I can't let myself do that. And sings against it.
Okay. I think the idea behind the shot is probably better than the shot itself.
Okay.
And maybe that's why I didn't like it.
That's
because
fair to say.
I understand what you're saying, and I think it could make for a good shot, but it's so small. Yeah, small, and everybody's just, I don't know.
Yeah, fine. And the beginning of it, I do believe that this song... Do you believe... I guess it's your interpretation of the song at this point... is the song Crush about a crush that she is going to let blossom into something else or is not? Because I think your theory of the breakup song at the beginning, I think this video is a negative for their relationship. Because it is a sunset is the first shot, which is the end of something. It is the beginning of the end of their relationship.
But that interpretation only came through when I watched this video. Because every other time I've heard this song, it's a true crush. It's, you know...
And the song doesn't even let you know she's in a relationship.
No.
It's just the video does.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So the video ruins the idea of the crush song.
It just the video adds a lot of layers to it.
It does.
Too many.
But when you watch the video, in my mind, she's singing to her boyfriend, but she has a crush on the other guy, and it's too convoluted.
Yeah. This could have something to do with shampoo. To piece it together. Also. A lot of hair stuff going on.
Yeah.
There's something there for that.
I almost had a Wizard of Oz theme, like literally. And the reason I asked you earlier what color are her shoes, you get to see them one time when she's on the swing, and they're red shoes. And I was like, Wizard of Oz. Let's see, where can we go? I tried, dude. I tried because in the original Wizard of Oz, it seems it's a weird relationship, but it seems like she has a crush on the Tin Man. And the Scarecrow has a crush on her.
And, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I was trying to piece that together. The bear, or the lion, I'm sorry, no, not bear.
I got to stop you for 1 second.
Please, dude. You're going to have to help me there.
No, I'm going to get you very excited.
Okay.
Okay. Did you look up the lyrics?
Yeah.
You're banging on a heart of tin.
Yes. And that is part of it.
Yes. Like, there is, you could argue, you could get there somehow.
I was trying so hard. I just couldn't put the puzzle pieces together.
I'm going to help. Okay, so you called the boyfriend dumb.
Yeah.
If he only had a brain.
Yes, but in The Wizard of Oz, she has a crush on the Tin Man. Okay. And I couldn't make the other guy the Tin Man.
Okay.
But no, the Scarecrow is the dumb one. You know what? You're right. The Tin Man doesn't have a heart. The Scarecrow doesn't have a brain.
She doesn't have the heart.
Does work.
She's the Tin Man because you're banging on a heart. You're knocking on the wrong door. So she's...
Okay. But she has the red shoes. She's got to be Dorothy, right?
She's also the... No. She's the witch before she dies.
Oh, my God. But you see how this is hard, right? You get where I'm going?
Yeah, there's something.
We could probably piece it together.
Oh, man, yeah.
With a few hours of work. Do you see the red shoes right here?
Yeah.
That's the only time. Right
there, they're not red. They were brown at that part.
At the bottom. The tops are all red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. See?
Yeah,
the top of the moon's red. Okay. So, yeah, that was... I tried to go down that road. I wasn't really sure I wanted to bring it up at all.
There's something here.
But here we are.
We got to find it. There's too much to find. You know, we would have to, like, pause and take another hour.
Yeah, it would take me forever.
Okay.
So when you said you were ready, I'm like, I'm trying, dude.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like that, too. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so more point. I just want to point out a few other shots that are interesting.
Please
that
do.
Shot over the ravine is actually really good. That's not computer. That's real.
It is.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, I got to thinking. I started looking for a strap to her, you know, just in case she accidentally lets go. There's nothing there,
by the way. She's just
so if she decides to let go, she's gone.
A lot of the, when they're in the bar, and, like, I know you don't like how close they are, but the flashes of light where it's like you see somebody's face that was in the dark and it, like, flashes in, that's good. Like, for the concept of, like, having a crush on somebody else, and, like, if you don't apply it directly to this video and just take the song as... You know, Hozier being like, fall in love a little bit every day with someone new. That's a little bit of this.
Okay.
And you do, like, people's faces flash in and, like, they go away because she's developing these crushes more than once.
Yeah.
Which maybe is why she leaves the boyfriend.
Okay. That's fair. I think they had some good ideas with the filming here. They just didn't quite come together.
They didn't hit it for you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my very last note, by the way. Because I'm not saying this sucked. I just don't appreciate it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hopefully bring you back around to it. Still, I still have confidence that I can get you there.
Okay.
When we get to the... All right, let's get into one of the main things for me, which was acting.
Let's talk about it.
So she's the star, of course, of the video. I think what happened with her... Because I think she plays the words to her song very well. The type of person who would sing this, and she's... She comes off real cold, but, like, she is sexy, but she also seems like a bitch. Like, there's a lot going on with her, like, a little overconfident. But I think what's happened in this is the director told her notes. I think her instincts are right, but there's a lot of over-the-top, hey, ignore him entirely. Don't pay attention to him at all. I think it's too much in that direction. I think that she could have done it on her own, but I think she was guided away from it. That's me really putting a lot on it.
Okay.
I think just for the song and, like, I don't even know how to say it. Her stare conveys a lot of both sides of it.
Okay.
Like, she could be singing it to herself and giving in, or to someone else who she's playing with.
Okay.
Now, there are parts of this video that I do agree with you on. When it gets real close to, like, this shot. Hate it so much. That's way too close. And that's when she falls apart a little bit. But I don't think it's her fault. It's just the director, once again, she looks uncomfortable doing those scenes. She's better when it's further away. Like,
absolutely.
And it's not, and it's her acting. It's not just because it's the camera's further away from her. I think it's just less pressure on her to do what she wants. And when it's close up, the director's like, do this.
Maybe. Okay.
Any thoughts?
Well, I feel like you're probably right, which is, again, it's not helping your case because I feel like if you don't give your artist enough rope to be themselves, then you get this.
Something in the middle?
Yeah, that's something in the middle. I think, do I think she could have made a good video?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Okay.
And I think they could have done it with the cast and everything, but... If he put in that many notes and didn't let her do her own thing, then, yeah, he just created what he wanted, not what we wanted.
Yeah, I think there's a conflict there. He has, and he's the director, but his eye, as we discussed earlier, is putting something into this video that's messing it up.
Yes.
It's messing it up.
Yeah, and I think that's all I see.
Okay, you're only like feeling the flaws of it.
Yeah, I'm not giving it the credit for potential like I would with a lot of videos that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe it's we go back into that argument where I feel like some directors or
whoever,
yeah, put a lot of effort into a video.
Mm-hmm.
This feels bleh.
I think
it doesn't feel like they put hours and hours of work into trying to make a great video. They got a car.
Yeah.
And a bar.
I still disagree.
And a swing.
Man, see, I see a lot of these. Yes. But we see the gear, when, you know, I add the gears into like meaning numbers for partners. But the gear shifts every time she looks at him. And the, like, the, it's the sex drive. Like, every time she looks, the gear shifts. Every time she gets horny, the gear shifts. Like, it's pushing it forward. I think they did spend a lot of time on it. I think maybe their ideas exceeded the director's grasp. Okay.
So, I'll give you this. They may have spent a little bit more time in the editing room than they did on the concept, the places that they used for
mm-hmm.
filming,
mm-hmm.
And the wardrobe, because I don't know what is happening.
Oh, that's in just this, not, it's not in this wardrobe. You can let that go.
But I can't. Like, no. There's some of them that look great.
I think
and
they,
then there's some that just look.
I mean, yeah, I can agree with that just because it's...
This sweater vest guy does not belong with her to begin with.
Sure, sure. Brandon,
yeah,
he doesn't make the cut.
He doesn't.
Okay. No, well, I think it's the ideas, the concept, I think they planned it out. I just think the execution is strange.
Yeah. Maybe we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You gave it a little bit more appreciation than I did.
Yeah, and I think I'm coming around more to you than you to me. But I don't know. There's it's an intriguing video to me, and I'm interested for music video night on it.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going to go, because I have been, when a long time ago, up until today, I was like, I don't like this video that much. And then today I was like, man, I do.
Mm.
And the reason is because I look at it like Laura Branigan, self-control. Which gets us into some other stuff.
Oh.
No, here you go. I'm going to go why, okay?
No.
Here we go. We're going to go into our notes, okay? Because if you shot... The idea of this whole thing, if you shot it now... Because
mm-hmm.
Laura Branigan video, I said the same thing. It wasn't good until we broke it down. And I was like, wait, what if they shot it now? And I was like, wait, this is an amazing video. I think the same thing... A lot of the concepts here are really good with minor changes to make an excellent video. And that doesn't count as the score, because you can't count on what could be now. You know, but...
And this is, again, the same argument. This is where we disagree. The set, costume, makeup, choreography for mm-hmm. Laura Branigan,
mm-hmm.
you know how many hours of work they put into all of that. I mean, the streets were literally plastic. There were mannequins and dresses and costumes and dance. And, I mean, so much more went into that video than went into this, where they said, we got a car, we got a bar, we got a swing, let's make a video. And they did nothing extra.
Okay. I can...
It's not a good video. It's not.
I agree with your point.
Matter of fact, the only thing that makes this a music video is the fact that she sings the song.
But the only thing that made the other one was a music video was her singing.
Her singing, dancing, moment. Choreography.
No, we said it on the episode. The only thing was her dancing for that half a second. That was the only thing that made it a music video.
She sings too.
For that 1 second.
So?
For 1 second, she sings the whole video. Anyway, it's okay that we disagree. I just think there's... Okay, well, let's just move on. I'm just going to argue in circles.
Sorry. All right. I'm not trying to argue. No, I'm really just trying to get you...
Do you find any mistakes?
No.
Okay. Do they go together? Yeah. I think so.
It's iffy.
Iffy?
If you make a decision on who she's singing the song to. If she's singing the song to herself, yes.
Okay.
And if she is singing to her boyfriend, yes. But if she's singing to the other guy...
No.
No.
To nipples.
Yeah.
She can't sing to nipples. Okay. Which is better?
Song.
I think we both agree with that.
Yeah.
Would you music video night with her?
No. She'd want to invite her brother. I don't want to be any part of that.
I guess if she wanted me to watch her watch me bang someone else.
Okay. Fair enough.
That was it. And I also think she would be trying to tease everybody in the room, like overly flirty.
Yeah. I don't want any part of that.
Oh, what's your one sentence summation? Did you say it?
I did think I not. This is mean. Music videos can make or break music careers.
That is mean. For no reason.
It is. It's mean. I know. I said it.
I don't, you know, I don't know any of other songs, like why she didn't go anywhere. Because this is a great song.
It is a great song.
And the video
song.
Is fine. It's not so bad.
No,
that this would
I blame it on the video. Look, in 98, if you put out a banger of a video, you immediately became popular.
You think so?
Yes.
So, but that's the thing, though.
That's when music videos were at their, I mean, you know, you made TRL, you made VH1. It may have gotten played, but it certainly didn't receive accolades. It didn't win any awards. It was not enough to make her as popular as she should have been.
I'm going to agree, but not for the same reason that you're saying.
That's fine.
I'm going to agree because I think that the director messed it up.
I agree. I don't think she messed this up.
But this is not a terrible video. I think maybe what we're both saying is that there's something off about it we cannot figure out.
Yeah, and she should have been a way bigger star. But you have to blame somebody. I blame the director of this music video.
Okay, fine. David Hogan. Sorry. We can't reach out now. We're counting on her. We're going to count on her.
Sorry.
I'm going to try to reach out to Jennifer Page, or I'm going to reach out to Brendan.
What did you score the acting? I know we were talking about it. You never scored it.
We don't score it.
We do too. We usually give it like an A through F.
Okay, not a number.
Yeah. We don't give it a number. We give it a grade.
She's on a sliding scale depending on the scene. I think some of it's A. Down to, like, these close-ups are C's.
Yeah, C-minus is what I came up with.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, okay. So you didn't like it all.
No.
But I also don't think this video was so bad it would destroy somebody's career. It just didn't go further.
It didn't destroy. I didn't say it destroyed her. I said it can make or break it.
Okay.
It didn't do her any favors.
All right, what would you change?
You know what I would do? I'd make the Wizard of Oz music video. That's exactly what I would do.
You would somehow tie this further into Wizard of Oz.
Yes, absolutely would.
How?
Because...
How would you do it?
I would make her Dorothy, and if you watch Wizard of Oz, it is a creepy little relationship between her and the Tin Man. There is a little crush thing happening. So you put that into a music video? Holy shit, you have a banger of a music video.
So you want them to literally be the people?
Yes. That's exactly what I want.
I can't think about that too hard. I'll lose my mind.
No. If you put yourself in the right headspace, it would make for a fantastic music. The costumes, singing,
I'm not saying
dancing,
it's bad.
It would be a yellow brick road in Emerald City. Come on.
Okay, but Travis, just the idea of like,
you're doing it. No, you're not doing it in the cute Wizard of Oz way. You're doing it in a sexy, because she sings so damn sexy.
Yeah.
In this song, you make it a sexy, raunchy Wizard of Oz music video. I think it'd be fantastic. I'm just telling you. That's what it is.
I want you to write me a treatment. Like, tell me how. Because the only reason it's so funny to me is because when you hear this song on the radio, go back to 12-year-old or 11-year-old you and be like, I wish this was sexy Wizard of Oz.
You know what? It would have won awards. Okay.
Oh,
it would have won awards.
Travis. Okay, great. Great.
What would you change?
I have it over here.
Yeah, good.
Have her crush on more people, and mainly a woman.
Okay. I'm fine with that too.
And I think about that mainly, this could be with a 2025 eye, is how many music videos do that now? Where, like, the twist is, oh, I'm secretly... Like, it's so trendy to be, I'm secretly crushing on a girl. Or I'm secretly crushing on a boy. It's a huge trend right now. That's all they would have to do to this to I think... Of course, reshoot it not 1998 style.
Yeah.
But, like, if she's crushing secretly on a girl, or the idea that she's crushing on multiple people, especially if the swinger thing is true, then show that being a potential thing.
So, would this... music video work with I Kissed a Girl? Work with I Kissed a Girl music video?
I think I don't remember that video.
Yeah, but could the song work with it? I don't really remember it either.
That's what I'm saying.
But I imagine there's some you know, women crushing on women
right.
in that
yeah,
video,
I mean,
right?
That's worth an exploration to see. But I don't remember the video, so we could just be like...
Yeah.
What's happened here? Well, how about like Pink Floyd, we just play this over Wizard of Oz? See what happens.
Let's do it.
Just loop it and see if it ever lines up appropriately.
Okay.
All right, so great. These scores are just going to be a disaster.
What's your nonsense score?
Okay. Oh, my God. I didn't have anything. I was hoping I'd come up with something.
Sorry, I'll give you a second. Yeah. Mine's 19, as in COVID-19, and everyone should be 6 feet apart.
Oh, my God. You give Crush COVID-19. I
come on.
I give it a... Third gear in the top bunk.
Okay, it's fair. I like it. Okay, what was your one sentence summation?
Swinging.
Swinging. That's right.
We just watched Grandma's Boy.
Oh yeah, great movie.
And you know, Nick Swartzen has the car bed.
Yes.
And so you have to be in the car bed.
Okay.
When you listen to this.
With a shifter.
Yeah, with a shifter. Yeah. Okay. Great. I'll just guess your score, Travis, because mine's going to be much further off than yours is. I put you at a 6.89.
Oh, yeah. No, mine is a 3.33.
Wow. Three is all around.
And I guessed you at a 3.94 because I was like, surely he's going to realize how bad this is.
I still don't. I don't know. I don't know, man. Now, my score is too high now. I really had, and I think because.
Wait. Let's go back. You said your guess for me was a what?
6.89.
Good God. Okay. What is your score? Your embarrassingly high score.
I am. And the reason is because look at these dense notes.
So many
notes.
When
I latched onto the swing, I swung like Tarzan.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you this. You broke it down for the swinging so good.
Yeah.
That I'm convinced it's swinging.
That counts for something.
But it doesn't make it a good video.
Okay, fine. I'm just gonna admit it that it's a 7.81.
Oh no!
7.81. Yeah, I don't know why, man. There's something good here. There's something off, but there's something good. It's like Saltburn.
That's a weird movie too. It is a creepy movie.
Yeah, it is a creepy, strange movie.
Okay. All right.
That was fun, though.
It was fun. You're very wrong.
Yeah, I'd still, even if you said
God.
Yeah, it's still not.
We need to go look at some scores now. Because I've been really wrong before. Yeah. I have. I'll admit it. I've been probably the worst. Yeah. No, I've been really bad.
Okay.
But this is your worst.
You think so?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, I think you're going to regret this score.
I'm not. I'm already admitting that my score is wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, if I knocked on a point to 6.81, I'd still be like.
Too high.
That sounds low.
Too high.
Okay. Well.
Why too high?
Oh, goodness. Well, once again, guys, click that subscribe button and keep listening to us be stupid and have
wrong.
No idea.
Yeah, and wrong.
Tell Jennifer Page to find us because we cannot speak to David Hogan. It's probably a restraining order of some kind after this. Cease and desist. And
I feel like surely he would even agree that he didn't make his best work here.
Oh, well, he's got some crazy stuff.
He's got some good stuff.
They trusted him. Well, also, think about how Batman Forever, was that the flop? No, that was Batman and Robin.
Yes.
So Batman Forever was not.
No, it was good.
And I never saw Barbed Wire.
I mean, it's a movie about What's-Her-Face.
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, it's not great, but it actually was a box office hit back then. So,
but he worked with huge people all throughout the 80s. And then, you know, just kept making stuff. So there's talent here, and I'm going to give it to him.
Yes.
I just think maybe David's a little creepy, which is fine, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I got nothing
else. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Drop us an email, because we just got it active again, at themusicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Let us know how we're doing. And yeah, that's all
it.
I got,
that was
guys.
It, man.
Thanks for listening. That's Jared.
That's Travis.
Peace.
Bye.